Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Joe Grande. I usually sit next to Blue, but today I'm sitting next to Connor. Connor, I want you, because I never sit next to you and you get to do this, so I want you to lead us into this show, and I want to follow your lead right now, and I'll do the read for Truffly Made, but go ahead and start the show. We've started the show,
yeah.
But I just want everybody to see how dope you are, especially Tony, because Tony just walked in the room, and I feel like Tony's eyeballing you.
Yeah.
And I think Tony doesn't think that you can do as good of a job as he does.
Yeah, you're.
Because I think Tony has this
staring
like,
me down.
Yeah, he
over
does,
there.
Right? So Tony's looking at you, and it's funny because he's got a great angle because he could actually see you over the desk. Usually he can't. So now he can because he's far enough back to see you, which is great because he's that short.
Yes.
And I don't know if you can see his grin from over there that low, but he's got this grin that he's looking at you like, oh, Connor's up there, huh? Huh. It's not Financial Fridays.
Yeah. He's-
so that being said, just show him how you bring the show in and just, you know, I mean, I know you don't have the script in front of you, but
yeah, of course. I don't need
my
it.
Point to that is I don't think you need it like he would need it.
I don't need it.
So show this young gentleman, Tony Kasai, the Financial Friday guru, who, you know, is looking at you like, what are you doing up there? Joe didn't ask me to do this show. I don't know why Connor's here. He's not a host. He's an engineer. That's what he texted me earlier. Why is he doing? He's an engineer. I mean, look at that.
What an so, asshole.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. So please show him how dope you are, please.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, your world's number one source for everything cannabis. We're here with Blue, who is technically absent, and Joe Grande right next to me. Check us out on all of our websites. Joe, please take us away.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Connor, for leading the way right there in the show. But check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as Tony walks away with his head down and proud, booing him. Look at him. Oh, no. This. Give us a call anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And check us out on YouTube and Instagram at CannabisTalk101 is all social media. You can catch Blue at the number one, Christopher Wright. You can catch Connor at Two Girls in One Cup. And you could always catch me at Joe Grande 52. And I don't know if you're ready to make your own edibles. Well, Truffly Made offers you the highest quality and most affordable tabletop candy depositors and silicone molds on the market. It's made in Germany and developed by candy makers for candy makers. Truffly Made can help you with the recipe services such as developing or adjusting recipes, custom silicone molds, and they come to your facility on site to consolidate and sit there and go, look at this, look at that. They'll train your whole staff. They can manufacture over 10,000 pieces of candy per hour.
Crazy.
Order yours today on the website, trufflymade.com, or call them direct, 619-500-3102. Today on the show, you guys, is a very special show for me because I get to sit here and talk to Connor about something that I want everybody to listen to and see if this is a part of your life or journey. In my life and journey right now, my son is 9 years old and he plays soccer competitively for a team called the Patadores. Connor is an ex-professional player, played collegiately, played in club. And for my birthday bought me professional soccer tickets for me and my son to go to a soccer game, and we're all going to go to a game together.
Go Galaxy.
It's very nice of him. So, Connor, I want to pick your brain because I'm curious. As the athlete that you are, you're 24 years old?
Correct.
Same age as my daughter. You're literally like my oldest fucking son.
The
I feel like sometimes
knows.
I'm talking to you. The other few days, really, I felt like I've talked to you like, you're my 24-year-old son. Especially the other day when I told both of you guys I wanted to punch you.
Yeah.
That was like
and
my son.
Me.
Yeah.
And
that
slap
was
me.
That was like just because it's all what I wanted to do, but I didn't do. But it was all like that love, like I've taught you better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, something I was like, I taught you better than that. I want to. Oh, God, get away from me.
Oh, yeah. We could go on a whole other different podcast.
But my point,
about
exactly.
It.
But my point to that is I do respect you and I love you. And I admire the fact that you're a collegiate athlete and have used cannabis and have played at the level that you have. So I'm curious for those parents out there like myself, what would you say to parents that have kids that play sports that are 9 years old, 10 years old? I mean, let's just use me as an example. Exactly. My son comes off of going to the state cup, which you have an idea how hard that is.
Of course.
I didn't play, but it's hard to get to. And he's working out consistently. I'm looking at cannabis and the creams and the rubs as a great recovery tool. My wife's not too hip to just constantly putting CBDs and everything on them and in them. But I've kind of messed it up because I only put the first ones on them that were a little like Ben Gay. So he's too young and he's like, oh, this thing burns.
It burns, yeah.
But there's some other new ones out there that just aren't like that, where I just got a new one. Mother, Humboldt Mothers or something. Oh, that's amazing. What would you say to the young athlete families? If you can look back at yourself, Connor, knowing what you know about cannabis, you are the engineer of this show. You've engineered several hundreds of shows, literally.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a joke, right? Hundreds of shows.
Yeah,
listened to.
Yeah.
You've gotten a lot of knowledge of cannabis, just like we have, I have. And
yeah, listen to almost every word of every show.
I mean, yeah. And your experiences are second to none with cannabis, and your experience in sports is second to none at the levels that you've played. So go back to your 9-year-old, 10-year-old athletic self and look at your parents and look at the kids. And what would you recommend to those athletes? How would you recommend cannabis use?
Well, you know, we got to take it back all the way. You know, when I was 9, it was 2009.
Ah.
And obviously, you know, in a suburban neighborhood, cannabis isn't necessarily the most talked about subject. So it wasn't in the playing field, and neither was it really as an industry in terms of getting CBD on a market, in a market, or getting CBD at a dispensary. Like
2009, it wasn't at the corner like it is now.
Yeah, like especially where I was.
In
like
Sacramento.
I was 30 minutes outside of Sacramento. So it was like
Bud Road. What was it called? Was it? What's the city you were in?
I was in Granite Bay.
Granite Bay.
Yeah. So basically, that's, you know, it was like 30 or so minutes outside of the city center of Sacramento. So it's not like parents were going down and going to a dispensary anyway. And there wasn't like, it wasn't like there was all these CBD lines that you can get now. But in retrospect, if I could have had it, it definitely would have been a better option. Like, for example, we were just at the Master Mentors event and my feet were killing me after one of the days. And Amy, one of our representatives here, she was like, I got this CBD like balm, like foot rub, whatever. Try it. And I put that shit on and it, like, my pain went away in actually like 10 minutes. I'm not even kidding. And I have to, you know, think like going back, how did I handle the pain before? And it was like, yo, take like 3 Motrin or take some Tylenol and like keep doing that over the course of the weekend. So by the time you're done with the soccer tournament or a state cup fucking run in, like, you've taken what, like 20 ibuprofen as like a 9-year-old, and like, bro, that's thinning your blood, that's like hurting your kidneys, that's hurting a whole bunch of your organs and stuff. Like, there has to be better alternatives. And like, upon hearing the podcast so much and seeing all the different characters and faces of the industry that have so much to say and so much knowledge, like, you have to connect the dots and be like, all right, well, this is a plant, there's, you know, nothing attacking your organs from a topical. Like, a topical would be great for a 9, 10-year-old. And, like, there are even options within that whole range of products where, you know, there's different milligrams, there's different ratios, like there's THC 1-to-1 bombs, there's just CBD bombs, you know, like there's a whole lot of options based on, you know, what you want to do. And, you know, I talked about on the last episode, actually, like Jaden's Juice, where Jaden is a young kid and he's on all the pharmaceutical drugs. And as they're weaning him off, he's young, but they're giving him CBD and, you know, cannabis, and it's just completely turned his life around. And so you can.
That's my guy right there, too. Bro, you know, that's my homie, right?
Yeah.
We go way back. We used to party back at the club before someone. I mean, that's the homie.
That's the homie.
I love him.
And so, you know, I think that in whatever form, like everyone receives information differently. You know what I'm saying? Like some people may not take to certain ways of talking. And so you on our show alone, for our viewers or new viewers, I guarantee you there's an episode for you on here that will connect you with the plant. Like there are too many people. We're over a thousand.
Exactly. There's so many shows and so many things.
Exactly. Like, you know, there's.
So Connor, direct. Ready for this?
Yes.
If Connor was 9, would Connor give his 9-year-old self what?
I'd give my 9-year-old self a non-psychoactive CBD topical rub, like a Tiger Balm or an Icy Hot, except for without the chemicals. You know what I'm saying? Like I've had to put Tiger Balm on my groin. That shit does not feel good. You know what I'm saying? Shit burns.
So you would do that for you at 9?
Yes, 100%.
Would you do something under your tongue at 9? With no, with less than 0.03?
Yes.
Would you go over 0.03?
Depends.
On?
Yo, if my son had seen.
No, you. Your 9-year-old self.
No,
like, knowing what you know about everything we've learned, your 9-year-old self.
No, I probably wouldn't need anything more.
Would you give your 9-year-old self like, okay.
No, I wouldn't need anything more than enough THC to activate the CBD spectrum. That's all I would be going after.
I look back at my 9-year-old self when I just asked that question to you, and I'm thinking to myself going, what would I do? I would actually love to incorporate, even though I always was already smoking at 6, but I would have loved to have been incorporating the right way to get my mind and everything better. Because I always had a tutor since like freaking, you know, like sophomore in high school for reading and writing. Comprehension, like how, what two to use, T-O-O, T-W-O, what's there, that one, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Just little stupid things like that, right?
And same, I had a tutor for a whole bunch of shit.
So my point is that because of me having a tutor for so long, I know damn well I had whatever type of dyslexia as we're learning things about my daughter, and they're saying this and that. I'm like, me. I'm like, can I go learn how she, now you guys are going to teach her? I probably would have got better grades because it was hard for me, but I still passed, you know, 2.7. Hello.
Yeah.
Maybe a 2.8, but who, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I always
sure.
lied on everything else at 3.5, 3.3, but I was a 2.8 all the way GPA, you know, but my point is I would have given myself, because knowing what I know now about how it could have made things clearer. Oh, I'm even now leaning on this whole, well, more for the older people, but
and it wasn't our psilocybin fault. It wasn't our fault either. Like it's not like we can't do anything about the government patenting all the information, you know. So it's like you can't like knock yourself for like not being on the game when there wasn't a game for the CBD to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but walk us, adults that have children, as you don't have any yet. What would you do after 9, 10, till they get to high school? Because once they're out of high school, who are we kidding? They're doing whatever they want to do. And if they experience, when we come back, Connor's going to tell us how an athlete should be using cannabis in their young adult life, as he's 24 years old, fresh off the grass, still smoking the hash.
Oh, yeah.
And down to give his knowledge. Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Follow Blue at 1ChristopherWright. Follow Joe Grande at JoeGrande52. Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Turn your typical into something special, folks. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you get when Connor sits on your lap. Check out the website, loranoils.com, any time of the week, as it is lovely as lovely gets. Connor, yes. You know, it's funny because we have a great dynamic relationship. It's father, mentor, son, brother, friend, uncle, dirty uncle,
all of the above.
Yeah, right. And when I ask you these things, I'm actually really curious in your opinion, as I know you have real interest in my son and soccer, because you played soccer, and like, you know, you'll communicate with me, I can tell. So I want you to give not only me but other parents advice out there that have kids. And once again, everything you see, walk us through a scenario where my kids are playing sports from now until high school, and walk me through junior high and high school, what you think should be, throw a couple scenarios in there. Aches and pains are one thing. Maybe I'm acting up and I'm getting emotional, and let's go boy, girl. Girls are, you know, getting emotional with their periods coming. Boys are getting emotional because they're getting pubic hair and they're fucking trying to get hard-ons and wet dreams and testy and all this. So, you know, from what we've heard and what you felt as being as young as you are, because I feel like you lean towards the, although you do have an old soul, you're a 24-year-old old soul, which you like to hang out with me sometimes, which is ridiculous. But that being said, I can tell that's how you have an old soul. But if you're so much closer to that age than my age with me, right?
Yeah.
So walk me through what you think would be appropriate for myself and other adults to do with their children that are going through something that you just went through.
You know, I think, context is key first and foremost. You know, like, it's not a blanket situation where one family may use cannabis and another family may not have the same application for it, you know? And so I would say
I would totally agree and see that 1,000%, right?
Yeah.
And of course, but
like, you may not need it as a 12-year-old, but there are 12, 13,
but
14.
But let's just throw some scenarios out there that you, when you're the athletes, the kids are coming home and the kids are coming home tired. I mean, I'm actually starting to think like a little rub down a week wouldn't be bad for the athlete.
No.
And like what, can you imagine if your dad would have said, Connor, sit down, let me give you a rub down on your legs?
Yeah. And like, it's not.
And we've said this to each other saying, hey, we'll hook each other up. We care. I mean, guys, we've literally, I brought my massage gun and Connor's like, hey, Joe, if you really need me to come to your room, I'll really hook you up.
Of course.
Because, like, we're both athletes who are like, you know, this is when I had my ankle surgery.
Yeah.
And so we get it. Like, But wouldn't it been like, I look back on when I was in high school, after my football games, after my rugby games, if I would have got a rub down with some CBD, game THC changer. Creams.
Game changer. Yeah, no, totally. Like, let's think about the recovery process of a game, right? Like, you had football, which is way more blunt than soccer, we'll say.
Who knows, dog? Soccer cases. Guys, I mean, you guys go hard, and it's all
go hard. We'll say that. Yeah. And so, you know, let's think about the recovery process. Like, you come off the field, you got to cool down, you know, do a little jog across the pitch, stretch out, because you can't just go from full tilt to static completely. Like, that'll just destroy your muscles. And so, you know, you gotta cool down, whatever, drink hella water.
So you're saying you used to stretch after your games even more so?
Mandatory. We had to do it for all of my teams. Like, you have to go. And
my son's teams aren't doing that yet. I should make them do it, huh?
You gotta have them do it. Obviously, I'm not their coach, and it's up to the coach for their team. But I've just known in too many cases where people have pulled up with their muscles due to going from super, like going 100% and then stopping on their muscles because it's too hard of a...
It makes total sense to me.
Brakes in a car.
No, I get what you're saying, dog.
Yeah, so I
agree with you to where I'm sitting here going, we're going to stretch now.
So that's just...
I'm going to make his ass stretch myself.
Bro, do it. Like, before and after.
Well, we stretch at the house too, and every night we kind of... I have to incorporate. I got my 10s. I make them 10 push-ups, 10 squats, 10 lunges. Good. 10, you know, sit-ups, all the stuff.
Keep them functional. And so then after that, you know, you're in the car for however long if you're in an away game. And, you know, you're static in the car, your legs are in the same position, and the blood's, like, you know, not flowing, and that's building inflammation. And so then you wait to get home. Like, some away trips could be 3-4 hours. So, you know, then you go home. You got to eat.
By the time you get lunch and everything else, three hours, you're right.
You got to eat, and that's already three.
So now you're laying there with your legs.
That's minus 3 hours of your recovery where, like, if you're a professional athlete, you go right into the ice bath and go, like, are able to recover and everything. So as a youth athlete, you know, you have to, obviously you're young and your body can handle it, but however, you don't want to compound the mileage when you don't have to. And so, you know, if you get ahead of the game, that's where you're going to have a player that's going to avoid burnout. And so with my point to all this, like, look how much that goes into the recovery process of just one practice or one game. And so if you were to add CBD to that, where you could take out some of the stuff that, like, you have to, quote unquote, sacrifice your body for example, taking the Tylenols or the ibuprofen to get the inflammation down. If you had something that wasn't thinning your blood and, you know, fucking up your organs, for example, CBD and a balm, like, that's going to be a total game changer on your recovery. And, like, obviously there are other steps to recovery that you need to do where CBD is not going to fix your entire problem. It's the cherry on top to where it's just going to fucking make the cake super fucking good at the end of the day. You know,
I can't wait for, like, to see all these medics at the games. You know how after all the tournaments, there's always the PT and the fucking medic, right?
Yeah.
They're always one and the other, and maybe a chiro too, 1, 2, and 3. But for them to have, like, the creams and stuff now, I'm sure they do now. I'm sure a few of them have the bombs.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's got to be. I mean, before, never. I'm sure before when you were playing, never. But now I would imagine, like, it's just in my head when you were talking, which I haven't done. I'm going to put a bomb in his both bags, actually, in his basketball and soccer bag.
And, like, you know what's crazy? Like, you could label it Icy Hot and, like, no one would tell the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that you want to deceive anyone, but it would be the same thing as putting on Icy Hot.
Except it has the other medicine in it that's better for you.
It's not chemically fucking cranked up.
Isn't that funny how, like, I mean, I would tell people, hey, this has THC, CBD in it, and they'll be like, oh.
Yeah, like, wouldn't you rather have, like, a natural, like, compound going into your lymph nodes rather than, you know, the chemical that you're going to put all over your fucking body that you need, that's just your fucking skin's absorbing it. Like, God knows where it's fucking going. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much shit that, like, goes into it that you could, like it doesn't start with, like, it's not just one thing. Like, it's a myriad, like, your body's, like, all connected. It's like, it's a kinetic chain. Everything is in concert with each other, and you have to keep everything on the right pitch, on the right tune, or else, so after a while, one by one, your fucking symphony is going to go fucking down the shitter.
So as a 24-year-old man, young man that is, that played sports, would you wish that cannabis was incorporated into your regimen for recovery or in athletics overall, period, whether the first step would have been for recovery? Because you could even put it on beforehand so that your muscles just get engaged. Totally. I mean, if you think about it, dog, right? It's like, it's great. Like, I'm using it before I work out, right? Because my hips and this, and it helps me get more flexible. So if you have whatever tightness, like, not everybody's Mr. Flexible or just
I'm sure, right?
So my point is, what age, when you look at it, do you go, I wish I started using cannabis the right way, this way, at what age? When we come back, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show? Call us anytime. 1-800-420-1980 and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? It. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
I don't know if you ever found yourself caught up like my girl Jen, but if you do and you need a lawyer, do like what she did and call the Fox firm, Freddie Sage. When you call her, tell her, when you call him, say, what's up, Jen? Tell me to tell you what's up. He has over 20 years of experience and has become one of the best known criminal defense firms and criminal law attorneys in the state of California, from low level misdemeanors to high level felonies and any matters related to cannabis. The Fox firm offers a free initial consultation on all legal matters. They're so great. Like I said, a bunch of us from around here have been calling them for years. Matter of fact, Chris Franchino just got off the phone with them. Call them now, 310-877-5033. Give them the little, give them the, hey, and the wink. Hey, I need a look. You know what I mean? I need a look. Remember when you know what those are? Look. That's a 310-877-5033, or check out his website. It's with the two X's, thefoxfirm.com. You're not a troll like that? Or what's up, man? Say, you don't look.
You guys are turning me into one here.
He's going to fall. Hey, man, my mom told me not to go to those neighborhoods where they did that. Hey, don't do that around here, Chris. Hey, don't do that. Stop it. Connor, it's really good to get your insight on this, but you know, as I talk to you about it, I'm thinking about it even for myself and my age, but I'm just wondering for yourself, because you know, if I'm not mistaken, you're about 16 when you first started smoking cannabis, when we did the high five with you, weren't you 16? How old are you? 19?
Like 18, 19.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but I was six, fortunately, unfortunately, whatever it is, what it is. Mm-hmm. But my point is, I was not using it medically smart, and you know, like the way I'm thinking about, you know, using these creams and this and that on my kids, for even my daughter who just turned 11 for after swim, when she's sitting, the dog, she does swim. She warms up doing a 2000.
And that swimming is one of the only sports that activates every muscle of the body.
My point is, you know what I'm saying? I want to rub it all over her body too, to get her just, you know, relieving. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I do it before her next event too, just to see how, or just get her used to it.
Or like at practice even.
Yeah. So either way, she's 11, he's 9. I've used it on both of them, in fairness, right, already. But at Connor's young age of playing sports, even me starting at T-ball, I'll even say I wish I started right at the, because I'm going back to T-ball going, ooh, I remember being hurt. I remember getting beaned. I remember baseball was my first sport, you know, playing competitively. And I wish after those games, as early on, dude, as early on as I was playing sports, because I was a kid that got cramps. I did the, what's in my cramp?
Like
cramp.
Mid-play.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so if you know what I'm talking about, right? And I get them here sometime, like.
For sure, in my feet.
And then you
got to
rub them and shit. My toe gets them at the house sometime, my foot.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you're a kid and I grew up that way, I wish I would have started as early as I started getting those.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I could think of several applications, even beyond sports, you know, for as a kid. You know, it doesn't have to be limited to sports. Like, say you're fucking, you know, 8 years old and you bump, get a fat bruise on your arm. You know what I'm saying? Like, better than ibuprofen. Throw some fucking...
Fall down off the fucking swing.
Yeah, and like, obviously, go to a doctor if it's worse. But like, if he's, you know, if he's just trying to, if you're trying to manage pain, like, CBD's great. Like, you know, that's an all-natural thing. Like, I don't...
Should be in the cabinet. I just can't wait for them to have the capsules like that, like they do for the ibuprofen.
Yeah, it's simple. So simple. And like, we're getting there.
They're getting more and more capsules.
Yeah, there's more capsules and stuff. But I think the market has a lot of catching up to do with the research that's been done, of course, because there's a lag time due to it having to be outsourced and then fucking imported back here. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, we're not using our information. We're using their information. You know, we can't use their information. And when I say there, I mean like Brazil and Israel. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Speaking of Israel, oh my God. Side note, left.
Whole separate situation. Country.
Yeah, here you go. Ready for this? Hear me now, believe me later. If you haven't seen this, those that are listening and watching, you need to check out the Moses special on Netflix.
Yep.
Hey, dog. I was talking to you last night watching it. And you called me, I had to pause it. I'm telling you, I finished it. One of the best and most interesting things about the prophet Moses is that he's prophesied in all religions. He's talked about and prophesied as the man who God spoke to. So either you're Muslim, Buddhist, everybody.
It all intersects at Moses.
Everybody gives him his fucking props, bottom line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think. I didn't realize what a badass Moses was until you watched this special.
Yeah, the Old Testament's all like linked greater.
I just have a new respect for Moses. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And they did it to where it's cool, new style, 2024, new, like brand hip. New. You know what I mean? Clean hip, but like not cheesy, over the toppy, where I feel like the old ones that were the new ones that were, that's just,
yeah, yeah.
It just wasn't there. And when we grew up watching the Ten Commandments, like they did a new one where the thing opened up the water and the way they did that, you know,
the
new
graphics,
the way they did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes me to Universal Studios. I don't know if you've been there and seen it. It was just great. I know we've seen how they did it here if you lived in California.
Yeah.
But watching that and seeing that and hearing the stories, I mean,
hey, Moses smoked too.
The burning bush.
Thank you, Joe. And that's what I was getting to. And they show the bush burning and all this. And some may say he was on psychedelics.
Yeah, it could have been like
the mushrooms.
Peyote mushroom. I don't know.
It was the same fucking place that kept talking to him, the same mountain.
Yeah, Mount Sinai.
Dude, look at you knowing that.
Check
how
it
you,
out.
What you know about that? I didn't know that until I just watched it.
Man's educated.
What did you do? Like, but how do you know that from it? Did you go like church studies or something?
I grew up Christian. but and I went to church a lot.
But who gave you that at? Like, how did you know?
I'm just a history buff. I like to look
up. That was a good one, though. Like, I started, they showed all those places and then where you went to. And then I started cheating, going, how long would it take this dude to just start stepping and walking?
Yeah.
He was gone for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yep. This dude did a whole fucking spirit quest.
Dog. They're like, he's dead.
Nah, fam. Man was smoking that good.
Would you wait for somebody for 40 days and 40 nights? Hey, dog, just imagine.
If I had some of that burning bush, I might.
I mean, just how crazy it is nowadays. If someone just stepped out the room now, all right, dog, I'll see you later. When? I don't know. When I get there, then I'll be back. When? I don't know.
Yeah. A couple fortnights.
Hey, it's worthy of watching, you guys. Connor, it's a privilege. I liked getting inside your brain about that because it's interesting to see and hear for all of us parents out there as you're, like I said, closer to the playing age than I am.
Yeah.
But I'm at that stage of wanting to use it and wondering what your take would be of as a person if your dad would have put it on you and be like, no, son, you need to use this more. Yeah. Do you think it'd be a great thing?
Yeah, no, totally. Obviously, you have to, as I said before, pick the right context to use it and don't abuse it. Because just as everything in life, you can abuse everything. And, you know, you have to use it in moderation is the best way to put it. And so, you know, if you're to use it the right way, I definitely could think of a whole bunch of applications for at any age.
Well, thank you. I wish you'd apply something over here for me, too. Thank you, Joe, for holding it down over there. Please put the camera on you so people can see how cute you are.
Yeah, say what's good.
That's a good-looking intern right there, working and learning a thing or three.
Doing the business.
You guys, it's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.